Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional, the unpredictable, and the completely unorthodox. The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
I mean, blimey, how many times?
Hey, we're here. It's 10:22. Let's pretend it's 10 o'clock and we've just hit the reset button. You can talk about anything you want to. 0344 499 1000. Anything you want to, except you know what. Because frankly, we've just lost 20 minutes to it and I'm not sure whether we're ever going to get that time back. In fact, we're never going to get that time back. So let's press on. You can give me a ring. 0344 499 1000. It's just me tonight because Ian is splashing about in a hot tub somewhere and quite frankly, he deserves that. We can talk about hitting the reset button on life. Has there ever been a moment where you would love to just be able to go, I hit that red button, we can go back to just before then and I can either avoid catastrophe or do things differently? What would be yours? 0344 499 1000. And have you ever been an accidental peeping Tom? I'm really kind of referring to the most interesting thing that happened in Parliament today, which was about 20 arses that hadn't been employed to be there turned up and pressed themselves against the window. Apparently they glued themselves to the window, which I think is a little bit much, but, you know, they're nothing if not thorough. So the last time you were an accidental peeping Tom, 0344 499 1000. I'm sure it's never happened to Alan Caddick. He is nothing but the soul of discretion. Alan Caddick.
Hi, Cat.
Yo, yo, yo.
I've had my ear fixed today.
Oh, have you?
Because he was on the chase.
Oh, was he now?
It was a repeat.
Okay.
It was the I'm a Celebrity special he did with Shappy, Jenny and Stanley Johnson.
Oh, I remember that because some of the women got terrible time on Twitter after that. People saying they were useless, etc. Very cruel.
Well, that's no way to talk about Shappy and Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they got beat by the Vixen.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, how would you feel about going on that show? You'd probably be pretty good, wouldn't you, with your power of recall?
Well, it depends. If I can press the button early and put the chase on a 5 second press delay, I would love to go up against the Beast.
Right, because?
Because a battle of the big boys.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's a big week for me this week, Kat.
Tell me why.
The Grand National this Saturday, on Saturday.
Oh, is it again?
Yeah, the Grand National's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, there are 69 horses confirmed, but only 40 can win on Saturday.
Right. And so where are you going to put your money, if you're putting your money anywhere?
Well, the current favourite at the moment is last year's winner, Tiger Wall, at 7-2. And there's one horse I fancy called What the Casbah.
Oh, right.
I know it sounds like an 80s throwback.
It certainly does, but it's an actual horse.
Yeah?
Okay, why do you fancy it? Nice legs.
Because he's got the champion jockey Richard Johnson on board.
Ah, does that make a difference, really, or is it just about the skill of the horse?
Well, with the lottery, anything can. With the national, I meant to say, anything can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, look at my man in 2009. He was 100-1, and there hasn't been a 100-1 winner about time since Fine Avon.
Right. Okay. And what was special about? All right, no, I'm not going to ask because I really don't understand it. Why do you like the Grand National so much?
Because it was the first race I saw when I was a young lad and I fell in love with it ever since.
Uh-huh. And you've been to the race, haven't you? You don't just watch it on telly.
Yeah, I've been to Aintree.
Mm-hmm. Are you going this year?
No, I'm watching it on commercial television.
Right.
But next year I'm planning to do the whole 3 days and I shall be ringing live from Liverpool next year.
Gosh, I can hardly wait. Are you going to be one of those people rolling about, you know, in the mud, showing you gusset and stuff? Because that's what they always show in the papers.
No, I had a picture of me riding on a fake horse last time I was at Aintree.
Of course they did. How could we ever forget?
Because I didn't realise I was in the Nationals till I got home on the Sunday and somebody showed me.
Somebody what?
I didn't realise I was in the national paper till I got home on the Sunday.
Yeah, and then somebody showed you.
Yeah.
Hey, Caddick, I just remembered. Last time we spoke, you'd fallen out with your brother. Have you sorted it out yet?
No, it's still not talking. And I tried to apologise, but he wasn't having any of it.
Really? That's a shame. I thought
he never bothered to ring me mum for Mother's Day.
Oh, blimey. Oh, because he asked you if you'd had a wash or not?
Yeah.
And you had a wash?
Yeah.
And it was none of his business anyway?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a real shame that you've fallen out over that. It's the sort of thing that my kids fall out over.
Yeah, but like I say, who needs pleasant company, which is 20-1 for this year's National.
Excellent, excellent rebound. Thanks very much for that, Alan Caddick. Nice to speak to you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. Speech Radio with a difference. Talk Radio.
Hello, Gerald. You're on. Gerald.
Evening.
Hello.
Oh, evening, Cass.
Hiya.
I didn't hear you say Gerald then. Are you all right?
I said it very softly. I didn't want to startle you. How you doing? You're all right?
Yeah, not bad. You said it so softly, I thought I'd rang a different number. I had to double check what I'd rang. That's fine, that's fine.
That comes once I retire. I probably get paid more for that. What have you got for us, Gerald?
Well, just following up Ken's call. It's not as inspirational, but it's more to do with being an accidental peeping Tom.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah, so it's not as much as being a peeping Tom, but just an accidental starer.
All right.
So if you can try and picture the scene, we'd gone out. I worked in an office in Datchet near Slough. We'd gone out on a Friday after work, evening drinks. And as you do, it's the summertime as well. And there's about 7 or 8 of us in a pub garden, if you can picture that. And as we all sat around the table, and there's one lady, girl, who went and obviously it's summer, so she's just being a bit more revealing. You know, you can see a bit more cleavage, right, without being too sordid. And everyone was talking, and I was just in my own world, and I was just daydreaming, and I just happened to be staring towards where her extra button was undone. And as I was staring, I realised that I was staring, but just as I did that, she did a button up on her blouse. And then that horrified me from that, because straight away I thought, oh no, she knows she thinks I've been staring. I was actually staring towards there.
Yeah.
And maybe it's some sort of magnet, I don't know.
But you weren't consciously looking at her back.
2 hours. couldn't bring it up. I was thinking, oh, she's going to tell everybody now that I've been staring. I'm going to be the office pervert.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, that's your excuse, Gerald, and that's the one you're sticking to.
I didn't know what to do, so...
You didn't say anything to her about it, though.
I came clean a few days later.
Good.
And she was well all right about it. She said she didn't realise, you know, she
hadn't noticed.
She didn't know what I was talking about, bless her. But,
wow, yeah, and you've been thinking about it for 2 days.
Well, that was the Friday night, so I couldn't do anything till the following week.
Oh. You know, but, well, bless you for trying to sort of sweep the slate clean.
No.
Most blokes wouldn't bother.
And, well, I didn't want to be the office perv, so...
No, not that day anyway.
No, that's all right. I had to get that.
Bless you. Well, thanks for ringing, Gerald.
Well, it's been very enjoyable, Kath.
Cheers.
Enjoying the show.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional, the unpredictable, and the completely unorthodox. The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Let's have a word with Martin. Hey, Martin.
Hello, Cathy, darling.
Hey, Martin, sweetheart. Long time no speak.
Yeah, ask me how I'm doing.
How are you doing?
I'm blooming knackered.
Are you? Why?
Yeah. Right, I've got a lot of things in my mind, but you're talking about spirituality.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the film, Somewhere in Time.
No, I don't think I have seen it. What's that about?
With Christopher Lee. Is his name Christopher Lee? The man who played Superman.
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
And Christopher Reeve.
I have seen it years ago. And has it got, what's her name? Dr. Quinn, what's her name? Jane Seymour?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
I have seen that.
What do you think of the philosophies behind it all? Do you believe
well,
that?
Well, remind me of it, because it was a long time ago. It was probably about 12. From what it I remember, was. There was a watch.
Yeah.
And he went back in time and he was madly in love with this woman.
Yes.
And then at the end, does she die? And someone dies and they meet each other in the afterlife. Is that right?
Yeah. He does, he pines for it, don't he? And he stops eating and stuff, and he gradually, they found him in his hotel room and he passed away, and at the end you could see them together.
Oh.
Now, you see, I tried, through watching that film, I tried to do that. I used to live in a bedsit, and I tried doing that, going back in time in that same fashion. And I got this real deep sinking feeling, and I had to climb back out of it.
Because hang on a minute, if we remind ourselves, so I'm remembering a fob watch. Did he hypnotise himself or something?
He had the idea of lying on his couch and saying to himself, I want to go back in time, I want to go back in time. And he got so deep into saying that his body literally took him. He absorbed, his spirit absorbed into the past, and he actually appeared in the film,
right.
in a age which will have been, would you say it was the 18th century or?
Yeah, it was like Victorian times, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I did try doing that, and as I say, I got this sinking feeling. And ever since doing that 25 years ago, it doesn't happen to me now so much, but I can get this peaceful, calm sensation, and then something bangs to arouse me out of it. And one night I was sleeping, and I could hear this. I was in this state of calm and tranquility. I could hear this banging, you know, trying to arouse me. And I said, no, I'll ignore it. So I kept sleeping. And then whatever it was pushed a picture that was stood up against the wall, flat on its face, to really get me out of that situation. So what I believe is, some people don't believe in God, but I've actually met God 25 years ago in a dream. And in the dream, there was a lady there. And at the end of the dream, that was a time, you see, I had this compilation of dreams where I saw these two little angels, little kids. And then about 6 months after seeing these two angels, God took my spirit back into heaven to meet him. And when I looked, the girl was a lady and the man was a man representing me. And at the end of the dream, he never spoke to me, but I looked at him face to face and I said to him, you know, I hate you because look what you've done, you know. And as eyes connected together, and then I woke up next morning, and from that day I've got a black dot and it moves around in my eye.
Oh.
Sometimes it expands, but most times it's about 2 millimeters wide, and it's just there floating around. So I think when I die, in fact, I know that I'm going to wake up 25 years in the past, back in the bed seat when I met God that night, and then start my life from there. So what I do now, I the little kind things that I do now, when I get to this time in 2019, I'll have reached from 1995 to now, and whatever I do goes ahead of me. So do you, because you know elephants, they say that when an elephant dies, it goes somewhere to die, don't
yeah.
you? So do you believe that you have somewhere where you're going to have a portal for your own personal knowing where it is? It could be a bridge, or it could be between a gap in a wall. Do you think that there's something sacred that, especially for you, that you've come across?
I don't, Martin, but I wouldn't rule it out for anyone else. I don't really... No, I haven't thought about it. To be honest, I haven't thought about portals.
Yeah, well, you see, the universe and stuff, you know. I mean, do you think that all this modern, all this technology and all this intelligence, do you think it does us any good or
no.
do you think it does us bad?
I think that there are some good bits about it, but I think that if we're not careful, it can be very negative.
Yeah.
You've got to treat it with respect and with care.
And how negative? What in what way negative?
In that I think it's quite addictive, and some people are better than others about resisting that.
Yeah.
And I think that there is a tendency towards maybe living a fantasy life that's not real, because you can do it. You can be whoever you want to be.
Yeah. So I bet you don't go on Facebook so much now, do you?
Not anymore. I actually don't know.
Not anymore. But have you done a bit of it in the past?
Yes.
And if I can't stand adverts because of all these beautiful, perfect people and happy lives, I mean, how much of Facebook can you be exposed to? Is it 24 hours a day? Or,
yeah, some people are on it all the time, aren't they? And you can see that some people are trying to portray a life that can't be real. Because I think if you're that happy, why would you be spending time showing everybody else?
Yeah, and looking at this situation, do you believe in a partner that you've got to love them when they're looking bad? Not if you meet somebody for a date, would you go glammed up, or would you over underdress yourself, or would you be normal, or you know how? What's the best way to meet someone? Because I mean, anybody can look nice and perfect, but
you've got to
when
show
they get the makeup off.
Yeah, I know, but I think there's a certain amount of glamming yourself up to show that you care about what they think of you and that you've made an effort. I don't think that I wouldn't want to look like someone completely different.
Yeah, you know, sweetheart, right? Because I mean, I'm no paedophile or anything like that, but you know, I can look at a child and think, oh, you'll be pretty, you'll be nice when you grow up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was in the shop about 3 months ago, and there was this lassie, she was about 14. I'm like 50, but I've never had a girlfriend. So I was looking at her, and the way she looked in my eyes and I looked in hers, you know, you could see that I think kids are missing that innocent glare of a grown-up. Because I looked at her and she was very, extremely good-looking, but you could see she's still, she's got a lot of feeling. You could see she's not arrogant. Because a lot of these kids now, they can be they have a sense of entitlement. You see what I mean? And I think that's what society's going wrong, because they've got this sense of entitlement that they should have more than what they've got, you know.
Do you think it's that, or do you think it's the fact they've grown up around all these images about what they're supposed to be? Because I feel a bit sorry for kids, and particularly girls these days. I've got two goddaughters. I was going to say little goddaughters. They're not anymore. And they're kind of 13 and 14.
Yeah.
And they're a lot more aware of their appearance than I was at their age, and I think that's a shame.
I know it is, but see, the thing is, kids aren't getting snow no more. You know, the one year runs into another. No wonder they're confused. I mean, I'm 51, and I remember as a child, snow was always around at winter, but now the kids have got, I mean, it's only snowed maybe once this year. I mean, what's happened? You know, the things that we had as children: snow, chomping for firewood, going out into woods and stuff.
Where did you live in Grimm's Fairy Tales?
No, it's just I was brought up in a children's home for a bit of my life, And we used to go, you know, last at my wine place, sweetheart.
Yes.
Yeah, well, the last at my wine, it's exactly where I was brought up. And we used to go in the woods and we used to do stuff. We could play, you know, and now kids ain't got no snow. You know, it's just one long year. It's just one long season. No wonder, you know. So, and you see, with this modern technology again and stuff, it's like you can trace it back to the Bible. I'm going to hang up now because you can trace it back to the Bible where God said to Adam when he sinned, "Dust you are, and dust you'll return." And then in another part of the Bible, he says to he cursed a generation and said, "You will chirp from the very dust like a bird does." And when he says chirp from the dust, I mean, now they're calling it Twitter. I mean, the scriptures are fulfilling themselves. You know, people, they're virtually dead people. You know, when they chirp like a little bird on Twitter, tweeting everything. You know, so, you know, I mean, I can't define how you're supposed to live your life, but it's not, you can't believe in the Bible 100%, you can't believe in sports 100%. You've got to have a little bit here and a little bit there, you know, on your plate. You can't just live on one thing. But God does exist, and you know, when you, he does judge. See, scientists believe that he judges people at the age of about 25. And that's when I was judged at around about the age of 25. So, you know, I don't want to see, I've got all these confusing thoughts, but yeah. So, are you going away at all this year, darling?
I didn't think it was going there. I don't know. I was talking about it this weekend. We should sort something out. But it's like you say, that the city goes from one week to the next and you don't catch up with yourself, do you? I'll have to have a think about it, Martin. Are you going away?
Me going? No, I've been away for about 30 years now. I want to get out. I want to go out and stuff, but I'm a bit of a loner, so, you know, I'm not lonely, but I am a loner.
Yeah.
Where was the last place you went to, darling?
Let me have a think. Where was the last place we went to? Probably Yorkshire. We were supposed to stay at home and, like, because what we try to do is we'll do, like, a foreign holiday if we can afford it. And the idea was we were going to get the house painted. That never happened in the end, but we thought we'd stay at home last year.
Okay.
And what we have is this jam jar that we fill with like little bits of paper with different days out, and some are expensive and a lot of them are free, like, you know, camping in the back garden or teddy bears picnics or like all night sleepovers watching films and stuff. But the idea is that me and my husband have the same 2 weeks off with the kids and we spend 24 hours a day for that time with the children, and they kind of, the night before we do one of these activities, they're the ones that pull the paper out of this pot of possibilities.
Yeah.
So it's exciting for them. But one of them was a weekend at a caravan in Yorkshire. And and that's what we did. And we had really good fun and great weather.
Nice. Before I hang up, it'll be nice. I did it be nice as well, having a time where people celebrate, you know, the innocence of children. Because how old are your daughters?
They are 7 and 10.
I understand, because I've got a nephew who's 8. And when he was 4, because he's a different colour to me, so I went to his house. And when he was 4, King Kong was on TV, and I happened to say to him, "Jahan, do you know King Kong's my brother, you know?" And he turned around in the shock, you know, and he said, "Eh, that it, you know." So it'd be nice to, you know, because we miss out on stuff like that, you know. And then my sister's got a daughter who's 4. She's 4. And she's already a grandma, and she'll be 42 soon.
Oh, blimey, she's a bit older than me.
I must make a start, but I've got no children, you know. But, no, because I'm a child. You know, it's like, do you ever look at your kids and say, how is it possible that you can grow from a child to a grown-up in 25 years?
Yeah, every day I look at them, and every day I think, God, I've just realised that I'm your mother. How did that happen? I think they want to see the manager. Listen, Martin, I could talk to you all night, but we've got to go.
Darling, you take care, precious.
Oh, thank you very much
take
for your
care,
phone
darling.
Call. Thank
Bye,
you.
Then.
There's a lot to unpack there, but Martin's calls are never boring, are they? 0344 499 1000 if you want to join us. 0344 499 1000. We've got an hour left. Where does the time go?
Experience the unconventional, the unpredictable, and the completely unorthodox. The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.